wish I hadn't had too many pina coladas today. Here I am. My dad was not a helicopter parent. If he was a vehicle metaphor for parenting, he would have been the USS Arizona at the bottom of Pearl Harbor. I was an immature kid. I was born prematurely. Spent a couple weeks in the ICU, and I was slow to develop. I was hyperactive, and I don't know, the kind of kid that annoys me today as a teacher. I don't know why that's funny, but that was me. I was slow to develop. I was actually I have a twin brother, and we were both in special classes for speech and language because we had developed a twin language, which is a thing. Primarily, it was, you know, I don't want to blame your parents because it's such a common thing to do, but here I go. It was basically due to my feral upbringing, and so we had this language. My father was a serious man, and he, when we were about second grade, he was pretty frustrated by our immaturity and hyperactivity, and he sat us down and tried to set us straight, get rid of some of our childish ways. He told us there was no Santa Claus. Yeah, it was tough. And then there was no Easter Bunny, but I had already figured that one out. I was smart like that. And then when we went to Disney World, he said, those are not, Mickey Mouse is not a mouse. It's a man. He had a mouse suit. I don't know if you knew this. It's true. So every summer we would go to Algonquin Provincial Park in Ontario, Canada, and we would canoe backpack. And in the early years when we were younger, we would just canoe out to an island and spend 3 weeks. We would never go back, you know, out of the park or into town unless we ran out of beer or cigarettes. And as a second grader, I usually had plenty. The highlight of the trip was that at the end of our 3 weeks, we would do a canoe. We would paddle to a dump in the park there. And in Canada, if that's funny, and in Canada in the 60s and 70s, they allowed bears in their dumps. They were called. Trouble. And yeah, no, it was a bad idea, as she's noticing. They allowed bears in the dump, and they were called dump bears, and they would just eat the food, eat the trash, and there were, to my mind, my young mind, there were two types of bears. There were rippers, bears that took their paws and opened a bag and just ate kind of human-like, and there were pokers, bears that put their heads into the trash bag and looked around and sniffed and ate stuff, and they were the best, right? Because of course, inevitably, they would sit up or something and the bag would be over their head and crash around and stuff. So that was the highlight of the vacation every year. Now, when it came time to take that canoe trip, I was really excited. And my dad was a man of uneven temper and bouts of anger, mood swings, and he must have been in one of those mood swings because I was the only person who agreed to go with him on the trip. But I was really excited. I didn't see my dad much. He worked a lot, and I was, like I said, a hyperactive, happy kid, so I was excited. On the way there, I must have been pretty talkative and probably had a lot of questions and was pretty annoying. And about halfway through, I remember my dad saying, or suggesting, I guess, that I shut up and paddle. But that didn't dampen my spirits. I was so excited. I'm so excited. Yeah. I was so excited to see those bears. And when we got there, I just was like, it was everything I'd imagined. Like, you know, as a second grader, like a year before it was a year ago. And so you were so excited as a kid. And there were these mounds of trash, and there are white and green and black trash bags, and bears were ripping them open and eating them. And I jumped out of the canoe, and I said to my dad, like in my mature second grade, I'm no longer a kid voice, "Dad, those are not bears. Those are men in bear suits." And so my dad said, "No, those are bears." And he didn't suffer fools easily, and he started to unload the canoe of our trash. And I was excited to expose those men in bear suits as the fraud they were. And I ran towards the bears. And I didn't get too close, but I got too close. I startled the bears, and one bear got up and, you know, did the bear thing and roared. Another bear kind of galloped. I guess, I don't know if bears gallop, but this bear, it roared, and I was scared, petrified, and I froze, and a man rushed over and grabbed me and got me turned around, and I ran back to the canoe and jumped in. And, you know, family lore has it that I wet my pants. but that's not true. No, I shit my pants. So I waited. So my dad was done unloading the trash, and we pushed off, and we started to paddle, and my dad said advice that I'll never forget, advice I live by if I ever get a tattoo. He said, "Jim, those are not men in bear suits. Those are real bears." In our home hangs a picture of my family sailboat. It's a 29-foot catch, a double-masted sailboat. And in the picture, it's under sail. And if you look closely, you'll notice that it's a ghost ship. There's no one at the helm and no one on deck. My father and I had been sailing alone for a couple days. Again, I was the only one who thought I'd go with him. And my father had unfortunately passed out down below deck, and I was sailing, and I must have gotten bored, and I came up with this great idea. It was one of these ideas, I'm sure it was like, "Hey, Freddie, hold my beer." And I lashed the tiller and set the sails so the boat would sail straight, and I ran down below and grabbed my dad's 35mm camera, and I got up and I got on the launch, and I rowed out and took almost a whole roll of film. And I know what some of you are thinking, but I did make it back to the boat, just barely. My wimpy little arms, you know. I got there, and my dad sure was surprised when that film was developed. I don't have to explain this to you now, but my dad wasn't a helicopter dad. And I guess sometimes you want what you don't have, right? And while USS Arizona dads are great for stories, they're not great role models. And so like many people, I've worked to be the parent I wanted, not the parent I got. Thank you so much.